WMIS-FM 92.1 The River. Kelly Schultz with you here at Marketplace Foods. It's a Beaver Fever Friday, our final Beaver Fever Friday of the 2012-2013 season. Joining me right now from the BSU soccer team, Mallory Lowe, the senior defender out of, you went to Centennial High School, out of the Twin Cities, sort of. What was it like coming to Bemidji State, and what brought you here?
Actually, Coach Dillon brought me here, and I came during the summer, so it was beautiful. There wasn't 4 feet of snow like there is now, but yes, I love the campus, and Coach Milley made me fall in love with everything else.
And I know I've asked all of the athletes on the soccer team over the years what it's like to play for Coach Jim Stone. I know personally he's a great guy, but what is it like for you guys to play for a guy like that?
He really is a great guy, and he's just inspiring. He makes you want to play hard. He doesn't even really have to coach. We want to do it for him, and that's the great part about it.
You being the only senior on this Beaver soccer team this season, what was that like? Did you kind of feel like you had to lead the way?
It was difficult at times, but, you know, I got great support from my team. It was unbelievable. The girls always said that they were playing for my senior year, and just the support I got was so nice. I think the hardest part about it is the off season, because they all are still playing, and so I'm the only one that isn't. So I think that's the hardest part about it, but otherwise the season was great being the only senior.
What's been your favorite memory of your time at Bemidji State, off and on the field?
On the field is probably beating Winona my sophomore year. That was a really great memory. It was the first time. And then off the field, just hanging out with all my friends and all the other athletes.
Well, I know you are friends with some of the other teams at BSU, and one in particular, Sadie Lundquist, I have happened to travel with during the women's hockey season. I know you two are best friends. What kind of camaraderie does Bemidji State have with its different teams? I mean, it's obvious from what I see on Facebook that the teams kind of, they look out for each other.
Definitely. Being a smaller school, I feel like I know every single athlete up here, and that's just a nice feeling. Sadie was actually my roommate last year, so soccer and hockey teams room together. I think volleyball and basketball do, so it's really just a really close camaraderie.
Well, and you just mentioned to me off the air that you guys had made a road trip to watch a baseball team.
Yes.
That's
yes,
awesome.
Yes, we did. Yeah. So we go to all the different sporting events. We like supporting all the teams, and we like to do it together, too.
Well, let's talk about your season a little bit and kind of wrap things up. Your team this year went 10-7-2 overall, had a great run to the playoffs as a whole. Do you think your team accomplished what you had planned on?
Yes. Our goal was just to win the games that we should win, and we did that for the most part. And so that's all I asked for, because we played hard, we won when we needed to, and we performed when we needed to. So it was a great season.
What are your plans after BSU, and what was your major?
I am an accounting major, and so I will actually have one more semester, because I had to double major for it in order to test for my CPA. So I will be back for one more semester, and then I hope to get an internship in the spring, and I will hopefully be an accountant down in the cities.
That's awesome. And, of course, being here one more semester, you're going to be here during a soccer season.
Yes.
How hard is it going to be to go to a game and not be able to play?
You know, I was talking to my trainer about it. I actually went and practiced with the team because I missed it so much this last week. But the team trainer told me that the first two games are the hardest, and after you get past that, it'll be better from there.
I had that same conversation earlier this hockey season with Lauren Williams, because she's still here in Bemidji, and she said it took her a while to get, you know, just to go to a game. But, of course, you're always rooting for those Beavers on the field.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, Mal, it has been wonderful chatting with you. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
We'll see you around this fall.
Yes.
And congratulations on a great 4 years at BSU.
Thank you for having me.
That was Mallory Lowe from the BSU soccer team as we continue our Beaver Fever Friday. We get to a break here. We'll also check out that weather I forecast next right here on 92.1 The River.